I would like to ask you some questions about our brothers, both within the earth and from outer space. Concerning the ones in the interior, how can they survive under such harsh conditions? According to our scientists...
Or what do they know?
Well, one doesn't have to be a scientist to experience just going down into, say, one of our mines. As you descend further down, the temperatures become unbearable.
Only because of what? Pressure?
No, heat from the interior.
Ah, not from the interior, but the pressure of the outer shelf entity. Now, let me help you to understand a little bit in your language, eh? What creates that which is termed the matters called planets, or stars? Let us refer to planets, since there will be that which is termed the evolution of life to occur upon. The sun, in that which is termed your galaxy, is the great light force to which the density of thought comes in and contemplates and explodes outwards. That is what creates the sun. Now, within the interior of the sun entity, it creates, through that which is termed explosions upon its surface, of that which is termed light. The sun is not hot, for one thing. It never was. It isn't. It is light. It is not heat. Now, the explosion of light entity is the bursting of light into that which is termed density. Every planet in this your galaxy was born of the mother sun, literally created out of an explosion of light into denser matter. When the matter is in the crater orbit, the orbit as it were indeed, the orbit creates that which is termed a pulling sensation of the matter back towards light. So the object is very luminous in its beginnings. And as it goes into further orbits, it begins to solidify what you would call cool, but not from heat, but cooling from light into density. So now we have a very solid object. As it rotates in its orbit in the density of reality that holds it up, as it spins, the inner part of the solidity begins to go to the outer frame, like this. When it is ripe, is when it is in the orbit called Venus that is now sitting next to you, entity. That is when the interior, through the rotation in a circular orbit, through the force, has forced the interior to go to the outer mantle, forcing a hollow interior. Does this make sense?
It's sort of a centrifugal force.
Indeed. So it has pulled everything from within to the outer surfaces. Now, when it does that, the pressure of that which is termed the force on the within, and that which is termed, as it were indeed, the stratum galaxies, as it were indeed, or gravity on the outside, compresses the outer layers to cause that which is termed pressure. Correct? Pressure, as it were indeed, in a density, formulates temperature and heat. That is what you feel. Now, as the orbit is ripened, the ball will become flattened through the hollowing of its interior, thus creating a spherical illusion. Your Earth, it is not round.
It's flat on the top and bottom.
That is correct. It is flattened at both its northern and southern regions, causing a greater expanse on the interior. That is how it is made. Now, when you go into the interior of the Earth and you find warmth, indeed, that is from the pressure and the captivating light that is upon the plane working together. That is what causes the heat that you feel that is so stifling. Earthquakes, or what I would call zippers, they move that which is termed, indeed, the outer perimeters of the Earth and shift it to allow the pressure to come off, such as in your great mountain here, you see? Then the pressure is relieved, and then the outer shelf stays intact. That is the reason they are. So be it.
Thank you very much.
You're greatly loved.